My name is Lisa Mallette Wilco, and I'm a clinical supervisor for autism and behavior services at HANDS, the Family Help Network.
And HANDS, the Family Help Network, has something special coming up for Halloween.
We do. We have a Halloween event happening on Saturday, October 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at 100 Wilson Drive, Suite B in Timmins.
Wilson Drive. Is that the same as Wilson Avenue?
Sorry, yes, sorry. I made a mistake. It's
Yeah,
Wilson
I
Avenue.
noticed on the news release it said drive, and I wondered.
Yeah.
But
And
okay,
I was looking at the
you're
news
looking
release.
news release. Okay. So, tell me what's special, what's unusual about this Halloween party?
So we are aiming to have a sensory-friendly Halloween event for families and youth who either have an autism diagnosis or may struggle or have some challenges around sensory processing disorders.
So, what kind of features will there be to fill that bill?
Yeah, so it's an event where we focus on taking into consideration some of the different senses that could be challenged during larger events. So some gentle lighting, some sensory friendly activities, being mindful of the different noises that are happening in the background, and just really being able to adapt the environment as we see some challenges arise.
So much calmer than what you would expect at a Halloween party.
Yes, that is the goal.
How many people are you expecting?
So we have a registration up, and so far we've got a good turnout. We have 36 participants that are registered, but we do anticipate more registrations coming in the next couple of days.
Is this only for Timmins or does it cover the Cochrane District?
So across our service area, we have four different events happening at some of our main sites. So we have an event happening in Bracebridge, one in North Bay, one in Parry Sound, and then the fourth being in Timmins.
So, are people from Iroquois Falls, Cochrane, Kapuskasing, are they welcome to come to this?
Absolutely. All families are welcome to participate. We do have a registration link on our Facebook page. So if folks look up HANDS Autism Services, they will be able to find that link and register to join us and come have some fun with us.
Is there an admission fee or anything that you expect the families to contribute?
No, the event is completely free of charge, so the door is open for all families. We will have, like I said, lots of different games, activities, crafts, sensory activities. We will have a door prize, so a raffle happening, and so the event is free for families.
Now, the families are probably already aware of this, but one thing I noticed on the release was that you said one of the sensory concerns is perfume,
Yeah.
aromas. So they, like I say, they probably know that, but you are asking people not to wear any scents, right?
Just being mindful and considerate, right? And I think you're hitting that point, is often the families that will join us are aware of the different sensory needs that various children with autism and or other children may have. And so I think they're a little bit more sensitive to that.
Is there anything you would like to add to this?
No, we just are looking forward to having fun with families and opening our doors so that families can join in and come participate in activities that may otherwise be challenging in other environments.
And this way, the kids won't feel left out of Halloween either.
Absolutely.
I
And
love
this
that.
is an activity that, their siblings can join in and that they can participate as a whole family and just have a couple of hours of fun.